They all stopped and looked around sharply. Heavy footsteps in the far wings, heading towards the stage. The stage itself seemed to shake and shudder with every step as though in anticipation, as though it was frightened. The footsteps reached the edge of the stage, left the wings, and continued on. But there was no one there. Nothing to see, nothing at all. Only the sound, crossing the stage with horrid determination, heading straight for the living. Benjamin and Elizabeth clung to each other tightly, stupefied by what was happening, unable to move. Lissa fell back to stand behind old Tom, who didn't seem to know what to do. He stood there, staring blankly at the approaching footsteps, as though it were all happening to someone else. JC moved forward to face the sounds and place himself between the advancing footsteps and the civilians. Melody started after him, realized Happy wasn't moving.
Come on, you.
Grabbed him by the arm and hauled him along with her. The three of them stood shoulder to shoulder, facing the approaching sounds.
Talk to me, Happy. What is this?
I don't know. I'm not seeing anything. Anything at all.
JC whipped off his sunglasses and turned the full force of his glowing eyes on whatever was before him.
I can't see a damn thing.
He held his ground, and the footsteps walked right up to him. They all waited for something to happen, but no one appeared. JC carefully extended one arm and waggled his hand back and forth before him. But there was nothing there. JC put his sunglasses back on and frowned thoughtfully.
Okay, that was a bit odd.
Really? You think?
I was expecting whatever was making the footsteps to turn around and walk away, but they didn't. The sound just stopped, as though they'd served their purpose, accomplished everything they were supposed to do.
JC turned around and looked back at the civilians. Benjamin and Elizabeth had let go of each other and were looking around a bit self-consciously. Old Tom was standing very still at the wings, as though he didn't know where to look or what to do. Lissa emerged from behind him, looking pale and strained and quite decidedly spooked.
I didn't like that at all. I thought ghosts would be thrilling, exciting, but that was nasty, horrid.
Elizabeth moved over quickly to put an arm across Lissa's shoulders and comfort her.
It's all right, dear. We understand.
Do you want us to call you a taxi? You could always go back to your hotel and wait there till this is all over. We have to be here, but you shouldn't have to put up with this.
No, I'm not going. Nothing's scaring me off.
Brave girl.
Happy moved in close beside JC.
Look at the stage. There's a layer of dust. See? If you look behind us, you can see all our footsteps crossing the stage from the wings to here. But there are no footsteps in the dust before us. Not a mark anywhere between us and the far wings. Which leads me to believe that there never was anything here. No physical presence at all. Just the sound of footsteps.
Could be an echo out of time. Sounds from the past. Stone tape memory, past events impressed on the surroundings, playing back in the present.
Why are we still calling it a stone tape? Shouldn't we be calling it a stone CD these days? Or even a stone download, or a stone MP3, or a...
Concentrate, Happy. That was no echo. Those sounds had a deliberate aim in mind, a purpose.
How very theatrical.
They all looked at each other for a long moment. JC looked across the stage at Benjamin and Elizabeth.
Is this the kind of event you were expecting?
Well, sort of. You have to understand, we never experienced anything firsthand.
And I have to say that the whole thing seemed to me more menacing than scary. Almost a threat. We should never have come back here, Benjamin.
We had to. We owed it to the play.
And then they all froze in place again as they heard something moving about under the stage. They all looked down, listening hard, concentrating. Some distance underneath the stage, somebody was walking back and forth. JC stamped hard on the stage.
Old Tom, is there supposed to be anyone else in the building?
No, sir. No one. I'd have been told.
No one whistles in the theater. It's bad luck.
Anyone recognize the tune?
No.
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 What's down there, under this stage? Is there any way to reach it?
Of course, sir. That's the understage area. Easy to get to. There's a way to everywhere, and I know them all. Follow me, ladies and gents.